Israeli and Egyptian officials are reporting 7 peacekeepers, including Americans, have been killed in a helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Among the dead, 5 U.S. personnel from the Multinational Force and Observers, or MFO. It currently consists of 1,154 military personnel from 13 countries, the largest contingents from the United States, Colombia, Fiji, and France. 452 U.S. personnel are key leaders for the MFO. The Egyptian official said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical issue. As more government officials threaten American lockdowns due to the coronavirus making a comeback in the United States, a Gallup poll says over half of Americans will not obey the order. In the poll taken between October 19th and November 1st, 49% of respondents said they would be very likely to stay at home for a month if an outbreak happens in their communities. 40% of Republicans polled said they were willing to comply with the stay-at-home order. That's down from 74% in the spring. 87% of Democrats said they're likely to comply. That's down from 91% in March and April. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With hundreds of sworn affidavits on election irregularities, President Trump's campaign filed a lawsuit in Michigan on Wednesday. The Michigan lawsuit alleges misconduct in the voting, with the focus on the Democrat stronghold of Wayne County, which includes Detroit. Jake Rollo, a spokesman for the Michigan Department of State, said the Trump campaign was promoting false claims to erode public confidence in Michigan's elections. Tropical Storm Ada will produce an additional 1 to 3 inches of rain across portions of the Florida Peninsula through today. Central Florida could experience some isolated rain bands through early morning, but the weather will improve as the day progresses. With hot temperatures still dominating the Sunshine State, the next cold front promises to bring lower humidity and cooler temperatures early next week. Chicago officials say a large fire engulfed a far south side warehouse. The fire started about 8:40 p.m. local time at Valviva Contractors, located on South Avenue O. The cause of the fire is unknown, and there were no injuries. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher. Born in Gilmore, Ohio, he started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.